This Edison film captures what was probably the largest women's suffrage parade in the three quarters of a century in which women struggled for the right to vote. On Saturday, October 23, 1915, women and their male supporters gathered in New York City's Washington Square to march up Fifth Avenue. A coalition of suffrage organizations had organized the parade to build support for a referendum to be held on November 2nd over whether to amend the New York State Constitution to permit voting by women. Parades and rallies, which had been a staple of political life in the 19th century, declined in number and significance along with the political parties themselves in the early 20th century. But woman suffragists revived this vibrant and public political culture. The New York City suffrage parade was one of many held across the country as the movement to enfranchise women gained momentum in the years just before America entered World War I. Probably the most colorful feature of the parade was the diversity of banners and slogans carried by the marchers. Placards and banners proclaimed, "Votes for women, a country cannot grow, half bond, half free." "Denver votes, why not New York?" The crowd cheered with particular vigor for a gray-haired woman carrying a placard saying, "Getting there after trying 40 years." Unfortunately, the woman and the thousands of others who marched with her would have to keep trying for a few more years still. 2 weeks after the march, the 1915 referendum went down to defeat. Nevertheless, the organizing conducted that year under the leadership of Carrie Chapman Catt helped pave the way for the passage of a state suffrage amendment in 1917, an important prelude to the passage of the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution 3 years later.